Yeah, like I think the tastemakers in fashion or whatever like are pretty like well established about like again some broad strokes for where things are headed and like where you were in the past and what you should be doing now. But yeah, Musically's maybe the question is the tastemakers themselves, right? Like they're just, I don't know if there are tastemakers in the music world anymore that anyone can agree upon, at least, because like the ones that we used to look to are
dead.
Dog shit. Yeah, this fucking Pitchfork. And
our heroes are dead. I think that our, that's where we come in, but not as tastemakers, but it kind of does confirm something I've been thinking and saying for a while, which is that the early 21st century where we find ourselves is kind of not necessarily a place for creating new music and new stuff. It's kind of important now to actually take stock of what happened in the last 40 years and digest it. And that is, I think, what's happening in fashion and in music in incremental degrees in various ways. There's kind of a need to reestablish a sense of a baseline norm that then can spawn subcultures. Because without a norm, subcultures don't really, they're not subcultures. They're just a culture that's over there. It's not like even, it's not counter anything. It's not in reference or against anything. And that is boring.
Yeah. Yes. I don't know if that's ever going to happen again. You know, I feel like the internet kind of like killed counterculture in general. But that's neither here nor there. I feel like we're getting a little far afield here. Good songs that we like from 2023?
Well, I realized one that I didn't put on the playlist.
We can put it on the playlist.
I didn't put anything of it on the playlist, but I'm going to throw Freight Train by Van Morrison.
Oh,
from
course.
Moving on Skiffle.
There's no Van Morrison on the playlist whatsoever as we are as we're speaking right now, but there will be when you listeners get to view this beautiful playlist.
And while I'm at it, while we're on Skiffle, I'm gonna say
I wish I was an apple on the tree.
Yeah that one. I wish I was an apple on a tree. Is really the standout from Moving on Skiffle, because it speaks to something innate in the human heart.
We all wish that we were apples on trees at certain points in time. You know?
A big Virginia ham.
Yeah. Boy, you know, I'd go for a big Virginia ham right about now. I don't know that I have anything else to say about Moving on Skiffle. I think for those of you who are curious, we did some Skiffle talk on Never Ending Stories with Steven a few months ago. So subscribe to Never Ending Stories
if you
want to hear that. We can just kind of trade back and forth about you know, some of the records that we're talking about
go
here.
Go ahead.
I got a couple Blake Mills tracks on there, you know, from Jelly Road, which I would assume you would have had these picks on there yourself.
Those were also pretty much my two picks from that record as well.
Skeleton is Walking and Press My Luck. You know, it's a great record, as we talked about a few months ago, Jelly Road. Hadn't listened to it in a few months, to be honest. It was nice to kind of go back to it here at the end of the day. Still, or at the end of the year, I should say. It still sounds fantastic. I love that record. You said, you know, earlier when we were talking, there's no Cast, there's no Destroyer. Blake is about as close to that as we just like kind of like weird... Yeah. White guy rock music.
Yeah, well, like the fringes of that and honestly the tastemakers of that stuff is one of those, just sonically and aesthetically.
Yeah. And that feels to me pretty kind of au courant of the moment. It doesn't sound like, I mean, it's not groundbreaking music by any means. None of this shit is, but when I think of 2023, it's going to, like, that's about as kind of like, oh, there's something different happening here, I think, contra what I was listening to in 2020, for instance.
He's not, I mean, to say groundbreaking is maybe not accurate as much as, he's just someone who has a very unique sensibility. So, like, it's not even, like, it's not like groundbreaking is the word. It's more like, he's interesting because he has a particular vibe and style that could have happened maybe at some other time in history, but hasn't because he's himself.
Yeah, I think it takes, you know, pieces of the musical tapestry of the last however long, but kind of rearranges it in an interesting and novel kind of manner, like a sushi burrito, perhaps.
Right, a sushi burrito, which
everyone's
honestly,
favorite.
It's good. Food item. A sushi burrito is underrated.
I've honestly never had a sushi burrito. They seem kind of gross to me.
Where they have it and it's actually good is Howdy's in Malibu, because Howdy's used to just serve Mexican food.
And I haven't been to Howdy's
still,
in years.
They moved and they're in like the shopping center with a Blue Bottle and a Whole Foods now.
Right.
But they have a sushi burrito and it's like, I mean,
is there any sort of like mayonnaise based sauce on that?
Yeah, a little bit, because it's in this case, it's just a rice paper wrapped sushi roll with tempura and crab and stuff, but it's just not cut. So it's like,
well, but then,
of course that's good.
Well, but why don't you just get normal? Like a normal hand roll or like a normal cut.
There's just a pleasure to eating this thing on the go. Like they just, it's really, the sushi burrito gets a lot of shit, but it's something that you invented by just not doing a step. You just remove a step of making a sushi roll and then you've created a novelty that, you know, you didn't have to do anything to make it new.
It strikes me as you know, like the turkey leg at Disneyland, like something that could be ostensibly enjoyable but is just kind of unwieldy, and like its size makes it a little disgusting.
Least in this particular case, I can recommend it. I haven't really had one anywhere else, and I will say that those two words together seem deeply at odds.
Yes.
But I don't think
spaghetti burrito
Yeah, well, now you're talking.
All right. Blake Mills, good music.